In 1985, I decided to put the ad in the New York Post, the Amsterdam News, and the Village Voice that AIDS has been cured. 2 years after the ad ran, I was taken to jail. When they was putting the handcuffs on me, I asked the detectives, "Why are you arresting me?" "Because you claim to cure AIDS and sickle cell anemia and diabetes and lupus, herpes, and the rest." I said, "Sir, I ask you again, why are you arresting me?" "I know what I said. I want to know, why are you arresting me?" And what was the answer? "Because you said da 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 da." I said, "But I know that. Why are you arresting me?" "Because the Supreme Court of New York said that you've been practicing medicine without a license and that you're selling products not approved by the FDA and claiming to cure AIDS, which is a fraudulent claim." I say, "How do you know that?" "Well, you will defend yourself in court." Now look at that. I tell the truth. I had to get a lawyer. I had to go to court. I had to defend myself. And after I won, now what? You still don't believe it. Because it is true. You cannot sell truth in today's society. What you sell is a lie. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola sells more than any product that is American all over the world. Yet Coca-Cola would eat your liver. It would eat up your intestines and your esophagus, but it sells. Protein. Protein sells. Everybody have Bragg's in his house. Why? Because I need my protein. My liquid protein. Another lie. Because when you ask the question, if protein is a necessary food, is it alive? Because food that nourishes these cells has to be alive and electrical. Protein has no electricity. Will I take enzymes? Will I take vitamins? Always looking for a way to defend that which we think is true. How would we be able to identify truth? When the very environment that God placed us in, we do not live there any longer. We live in another environment.